Hi everyone, welcome to the Read and Tell podcast. I'm your host, Isabella, and here I talk about all things books and life in general. So grab a coffee, relax, and follow along. Hi everyone, welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, hi, I'm Isa. I hope you stay and follow for more, but you're probably like, who is this person? Because I've been gone too long, and yeah, no excuses here. But I don't know why. Today is September 29th when I'm recording this. And I just had like a flow of, I don't know, like creativeness. And I just planned out every single like weekly episode like from now to December. Yeah, I don't know what's happening, but let's take advantage of that because I have been MIA. I'm really sorry for that, but I really want to try to start posting my weekly podcast episodes. And yeah, I hope you stay and follow for more. So I also wanted to make this episode a bit more, not serious, but a bit different than my other episodes, because I have come to many realizations in the past couple of months, like many, and the last few episodes, or like the first, let's call it the first season of the Read and Tell podcast. Let's say this is season number two, because on season one, most of my videos were me talking about like books or like my favorite books, every single thing about books. And although I do love books, obviously you guys know this, I also want to start like sharing little pieces of my life with you guys and my hobbies, what I like, so you guys get to know me a little bit better. I feel like I've kind of like disconnected myself from you guys and from the podcast, from my other social platforms. Like, I don't know why, I just felt like last year I had my shit together. Like, I was in a role, I was doing so many things, and I felt like so connected to you guys. And honestly, this year it all came like crashing down, and not like in a horrific way, like nothing actually that serious happened, you know. But like personally, my life, just my online presence, let's say that, yeah, basically, me and my social platforms. Because in my life, I've been doing quite good, I would say, but in my social media accounts, like, I felt like I was in a rut. So I've been slowly getting out of that rut for the past, I don't know, like maybe month, 3 weeks to a month. And it's been a process, you guys, because I felt really lost this entire year. And it's basically October. It's crazy how it's October. And that's why I look back, because in October of last year, I was doing so much. And not that it's like that's what I want to do now, but just looking back to like a year, and like seeing the progress and seeing what I've been going through. So I wanted this podcast episode to be called New Beginnings, because I feel like I've entered a new reality, let's just say that. So yeah, honestly, I'm just gonna share with you guys a lot of things that have happened recently, life updates, so many other things. So get a coffee, relax, and buckle up. Okay, so that was like very dramatic. I don't even know how long this episode is gonna be. to be completely honest, I don't have like the episode like fully organized. I just knew that I wanted to talk about certain things. So let's do a little rundown of my year, because I know it's not the end of the year yet. And I have a podcast episode planned for December, around December, of all the things I learned throughout this year. So I don't want to get into that like in very small detail, but I just, little rundown, you know, little review. So if you're new here, I moved out from my parents' house for the first time. Well, my mom's house. My parents are divorced. My mom's house that I lived my entire life, and I moved out into my own apartment, which is literally like not that far away from my mom's house. But it's just the fact that you move out, like you start doing things on your own, you start paying big girl bills, and it's all just a very big process. And it's something that I think at some point we all go through, obviously in many different ways. You may move out when you get married, or when you move in with a partner, a roommate, you go to college, like different aspects of life. But either way, moving out, I feel like can be a really hard process. And I do have to say, like, I moved out February of this year, and I don't feel like it was the hardest thing that I've ever had to go through or anything, but it was just adjusting to a life where I have to do things on my own and fully make my own decisions, figure out what I want to do, take responsibility of almost everything in my life, all of these things. And it can be a good thing for some people and a not so good thing for others. And I do want to say that I am so freaking grateful that it has been a really positive experience for me. I honestly thought I was going to be back at my mom's house in like 6 months. I was afraid, like, obviously I was afraid that you move out for the first time and you're like, oh my gosh, am I really doing this? Like, living alone, what am I doing? Like, all of these things go through your head, and it's just a big question mark, and it's just really scary. But I did it, and I quickly realized that I loved it, and I was really grateful that I got to do it. And I slowly started learning so many important things about life and growing up. Because yeah, I think I've grown up the most this year. Not just because I moved out, that's obviously a big part, but another part is that I go to therapy. I've been going to therapy for maybe 3 years now, and it's like a ritual. And I think when you go to therapy, you grow a lot, and you learn about so many things. Well, you learn so many things about yourself and how to overcome so many things in your life. And I think the combination of me learning to be on my own and going to therapy, having new relationships, friend relationships. I still have a relationship with my boyfriend, but you get my point. So I do feel like I grew up a lot, and I'm really grateful that I was able to do that. So that was basically the start of my year, moving out, all that stuff. But with that came so many other things that kind of like unbalanced my life, because at my mom's house, I was so, so organized. Like, well, basically last year, I did not stop. It was insane. Like, I look back to it and I was like, damn, like, how was I able to live through that for so long. Like, you guys, I did not stop a second of my day. I was working every single day until like 11, 12 a.m., editing, filming, so many other things, school. I had so many things going on, but it wasn't the best thing. Like, I look back to it and I don't think to myself, like, I want to be that busy and that organized and have so many things, because it did take a toll on my mental health, like a lot. I was burned out every single day. I felt burned out every single day because I just did not pay attention to my body, what my body needed, what my mental health needed. Like, I was just go, and it was a lot. And I think that's why when I moved out and started new routines, new things that I had to do, I did not know what to do with myself and with my work and with school. I just felt really unmotivated. Like, everything just went blank. And that is something that I've been trying to get out of. And I wouldn't say get out of, but you have to relearn what works for you and actually have a balanced lifestyle, because what I had last year was not a balanced lifestyle for me. Maybe for some people, but in the long run, I burned myself out too much. It was too much. And I just realized that I needed to learn how to take breaks and how to be okay with taking breaks, because that was my issue. Like, I was doing everything at once. I wanted to do everything that same day and the next day and the day after that, and every single week, every single day of the week, I had to do something. And in the days that I should have been taking maybe a couple of minutes to myself, I was thinking of what I was going to do and how am I going to do this and what am I going to read and all of these things. So basically, the time that you are supposedly relaxing and taking a break, you're not. Well, I was not. Talking generically here, but it was me. I was not. So the entire time I was worrying of what I had to do. And don't get me wrong, nobody was forcing me to do anything. I wanted to do these things. But yet again, I was not listening to my body or what I needed. So this year has been an entire process of just learning how to deal with that, because I like was go until the end of December of last year, because I got COVID, and that was the first time I had gotten COVID, and it was horrible. So I did not post anything. That was the first time for like 2 weeks straight that I was barely doing anything, and it was so relaxing. I was like, oh my god. I literally like watched movies. Like, I didn't even read. Like, I took those 2 weeks of COVID for myself, which I should have done way before, but that started a cycle of just a lot of confusion of how do I balance being productive, I hate that word now, but productive, and taking breaks. And I think, like, I honestly still haven't figured it out completely. That is still something that I am trying to do. Still to this day, I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't have a like set routine that I can give you guys. So it's a work in progress, but it's been a work in progress, and I think I've made a lot of progress. Work in progress. Yeah, I've made a lot of progress this last month. I've been slowly finding myself and what I want to do and my passions and all that stuff. So with this process came that I disconnected myself so much with you guys, with my TikTok, with my Instagram, YouTube, everything. Like, I still did it, but I had a few months where I didn't even post anything on TikTok, didn't even talk to you guys, and I just thought, well, I'm in a reading slump, whatever. But it was obviously deeper than that. Like, I was going through shit, like, and it felt lost. Like, I felt lost. I didn't know what to do. My content was all over the place, and I emphasize my content in my social media platforms because it's my job and I love it. Social media is my job and I don't see myself doing anything, and I really, really love it. And I love that I've created a community on so many platforms. I have different communities on all my different platforms, and that is insane to think about, and I love it. But I really felt like, damn, like, I let myself go too much. That's why you guys have been seeing me this past month for the first time in months, because it has been literal months where I've just not been there. So if you've been seeing me on TikTok lately, thank you so much for staying, for still watching my videos, for still supporting. It does really mean the world to me. And I do want to start making these podcast episodes a lot more open, more real issues that I have in my life that I overcome, maybe give advice of something that I could give advice to, and not so much all about books. Don't get me wrong, it's gonna be about books. This is the Read and Tell podcast. I'm still gonna talk about books and reading slumps and all that stuff, which stay tuned, you guys, because next week's episode is gonna be a hell of a ride. It's gonna be the reading slump number two, part two episode. I want you guys to have this podcast and to have a place that you can relate to. If you want to talk about something, I'm gonna put like questions and polls on here. If you guys want to ask me any questions and all that stuff, you can. And I really want to start rebuilding what I kind of let go, which I'm definitely not proud of. Like, I let go of so many amazing things, so many of you guys that are amazing. So now that takes me to reading. Also, this entire year, I said to myself that I was in a reading slump for the entire year, which could be true, but I think it was deeper than that. It's not only that I was in a reading slump. My life was in a slump. Like, it wasn't just reading. Reading is a part of my life that I really love, but that is not my entire life. So my entire life was kind of in a slump. I've been slowly getting back into reading, which I'm going to talk about in the next podcast episode about reading slumps, how to try and get out of them, because now I think I understand a lot more about quote unquote reading slumps, because now that I've experienced it, I feel like reading slumps not only are part of you not wanting to read a book, I think there's more to it. Like, it's just not like, oh, I'm just not in the mood, I don't want to read. Sometimes it is just that you are just not in the mood and you do not want to read. But I truly feel like there are a bunch of times that we don't even realize that we are not really interested in reading, because personally, from my experience, I let go of so many other activities, hobbies that I liked, and reading was one of those hobbies. So it was part of the slump. So I feel like there is so much more to it than just being in a reading slump. I hope that made sense somehow. So, another thing that I've come to a realization the last two months and a half, that I, when I see my content, I see someone that loves what they do, but you guys don't, I feel like you guys don't really, really know me, like fully know me, but not because, like, not on your behalf, but on mine. That's not to say that I need to put 100% of my life on the internet and you guys have to know everything about my life, like, no, but I really struggle to open up to people. Like, I'm a really, 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 really private person. Really, really, really. And not so much sometimes in a good way. I've learned that some things need to be shared. Some other things don't need to be shared. But I think overall, I shut myself out. And I disconnect from people really, really easily. That is one of the things that I really struggle with. And I realized that there is so much more to myself that I don't put out there for you guys, because I just feel like, 100% honesty here, what I think is that every time I think like, oh, I should post something about my life or my interest or something that doesn't relate to books, my mind automatically tells me, like, nobody gives a shit if you had a coffee today. Like, nobody cares what happens in your life. And while for some people it may be true, like, I don't care what happens in your life, I just want you for book recommendations. I understand that. But I feel like it shouldn't be that way, and that is my problem, and that's a thing that I'm really working on right now. So that is why maybe you have seen a little bit more of myself lately. I'm really trying to put myself out there and open up a little bit more, and I think that's just gonna help me not only in my work life with you guys, but in my personal life, because again, I'm a really private person. You could ask like any friend of mine, my boyfriend, my mom, like, I'm just a really private person, which it's not bad, but it, at some extent, it's not good either. Like, I take it too far. Like, I really take it too far. So it's a work in progress. You guys are gonna be here with, you guys are going to see my progress here, and I am just really going to try to post things that I like, share with you guys things that I like, that I enjoy, that I do in a day-to-day basis, maybe just give you guys more of my life, just so you guys get to know me better. And with that, not only putting myself out there and kind of like lowering my guard a little bit, my podcast is going to be a little diary to not only myself, but for you guys to learn with me. You can learn through me of the things that I'm going through, things that I learn. And so you guys maybe can have some advice if you're going through similar things. Obviously, this episode is really specific. But the episodes to come are gonna be inclusive to a lot of other things. So yeah, that's why I feel this, the perfect title for this podcast episode was New Beginnings, because I'm doing things that I've never done ever. And it's honestly scary. Work in progress. That's what I tell myself. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be okay. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. This is what I, oh my God. I keep telling myself, I always say this in podcast episodes or YouTube videos or anywhere. Like, this has nothing to do with books, but I have to stop thinking that way. I need to take that out of my mind. But yeah, this episode got very real very quickly. I don't know what happened, but you know what? I'm proud that I did this episode. If you guys are still listening, I love you so much. Honestly, you guys make my day. Without you, I wouldn't be here doing what I love. Make sure to go ahead and follow the podcast for more if you want to rate it. That would mean the world to me as well. And if you decide to stay and follow, I will see you next Friday. I love you. Bye.